Welcome to
Green Wave Radio. Your episode starts now.
Hello, you're listening to Green Wave Radio. I'm Will Meehan.
And I'm Pierce Bulger.
Today we sit down with Mr. Scott Carell and Mr. Ed Noonan to discuss their duties as security guards at DeBarton.
Okay, so first, what made you guys want to work at DeBarton?
So, I was working for a security company at the time. They had gotten the contract with DeBarton, and I came here because I was chosen out of a handful of people to come for the interview, and that's how it happened.
And for me, I had met Scott through when Mike was here, my son. So we had talked because I was still an active police officer, and then when I retired, I started working in the school as an officer in retirement, and then he called me up and said they were looking for another full-time guy, and loving DeBarton, I was immediately interested, and then I came and interviewed, and they chose me for the spot.
How has the overall experience been, like, working together?
It's awesome. It's awesome. We think alike. We look at things very similarly, but we each have our own perspectives, so we work well playing off of each other, so it's good. It's great.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of background, different areas, so it comes together and we complement each other nice. And in this job, I think because you work so closely with the students and each other, that if you didn't have the right chemistry, as you would call it, a nice chemistry and friendship that carries on to help us do the job.
100%.
Oh, yeah. So what is the most crazy, chaotic or crazy event every year at DeBarton?
That's easy, man. That's homecoming.
Homecoming?
Homecoming. We get, the past few years, it's been 8,000 plus people. So, the crowds, the traffic, the parking, that's the busiest. Mm-hmm. It all comes together, but that's the busiest day of the year.
I would agree. I mean, yeah, we have Seton Hall, big sport games, but nothing will compare to homecoming because you have everybody from 50 years ago up to last year's class. But it's a wonderful event, too.
It's great.
So as you said before, your son went here before you had started working here. How has the change been from being here as a parent to now working here as a faculty member?
I think it definitely helped me acclimate because I had known the staff, some of the teachers, and some of the kids. And the kids now, since he just graduated 2 years ago, a lot of kids still know Mike. So I think it's helped with relationships because they knew who he was. But and then I think it's just taking my background along with being a DeBarton parent. I think that definitely is an asset to help me interact with you guys or your parents because I was there. I was a parent. Yeah.
So I know you kind of touched on this already, but did Mike attending DeBarton influence your decision in working here?
100%. Because, I mean, once I was here, I loved being a DeBarton dad. Mm. I went to all the events and the sporting. So when your son graduates, you still come back for things, but you miss it. And this is a way for me to come to work every day and be part of, what he experienced and see through his eyes. And you learn how it's an incredible place to be. Yeah. He was lucky to have what you guys have, and I get to see that now.
And him going here and you transitioning to working here and being a valued faculty member inside the community, is that kind of a full circle moment for you and realizing sending him here has kind of led to this point?
100%. He teases, he's like, Dad, you love DeBarton more than me.
Definitely
him being here and now me here, it's come full circle, and I love my job as a police lieutenant. It was great, but I think this job right now is probably my favorite job I've ever had.
So, Scott, so you were a cop in New York before coming to DeBarton, correct?
Yeah, I started in New York City, and then I actually finished my career the rest of my time in Vernon Township.
So how was that experience, and how does it help contribute to the work you do now?
So I think Ed would agree. When you're a cop, when you're on the job, it's you're dealing with people. You're dealing with people at their worst, people at their best, people when they're experiencing tragedy. So when you have to develop those communication skills, that's just dealing with you guys, with your parents, with people in the bus loop, with people at the different sporting events. So just learning how to interact positively with all different kinds of people.
You were a police officer as well, you said?
Correct. I worked in Chester. I was a police lieutenant, and I had a variety. I was, you know, in charge of the detective bureau. I went undercover, worked with the marshals and the DEA for narcotics. But I used to teach the active shooter to the police officers in Morris County. So I think that's a big help for me to come in and bring that to the tactics, you know, figure out different scenarios and all that, and the training and all that we had to do. But yeah, I served as a police officer in Chester.
Okay. So what would you like describe the atmosphere like in games like Seton Hall, Homecoming, MetLife? How do like for you guys being the ones who have to kind of oversee everything, how is that atmosphere for you?
It's crowd control. Pretty much they're large crowds that you want to just make sure you guys are behaving, but then also other ones are behaving. And safety is the biggest issue. Make sure everything's safe and, you know, everyone enjoys the game but doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, exactly what he said. But atmosphere-wise, I think for the most part, it's lively, it's spirited, but it's positive atmosphere.
Yeah. I think it's exciting, too. Exciting. I mean, I was at the Mendham CCM, you know, helping and assisting Mr. Negrin with the crowd. And I mean, my heart was going. And I was with you guys in the stands like, oh, my goodness. You know, because you feel for the boys.
100%.
So what is the most common security concern you guys deal with daily?
Propping doors.
Yeah. I was going to guess that.
Propping doors and IDs.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the two. So
What do you mean by IDs?
So people losing them, making sure people have them, on our part trying to keep up with this year seems to be crazy. People are, I guess there's a game where people
take each other's
IDs. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
But keeping up with lost IDs, broken IDs, stuff like that. And then the door propping. That's safety wise. I think that's the biggest concern around here because it's not a good habit to get into.
And what is the process to get a new ID if you lose it over a more number of times?
Send me an email, and then you get put on the list, and then I do as many as I can do during the period of a day, and then I reach out to the student and then get them their new ID.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing, too, is getting you guys in safe and then getting you out safe.
Yeah.
Because drop off is very chaotic.
Yes.
Up top and down below. And then everybody's leaving, driving in different directions, got to go to different places. And I think that's a safety issue, too, that we want to make sure you guys, you know, get in here and no one gets hit or anything like that.
And recently you put out something about the parking situation. Mm-hmm. So what are your main concerns with that, and how can that be changed?
So parking, the authorized spots for parking for students is the junior lot, the senior lot, because those are the two student parking lots, in line spaces only, no fire lanes, no side, nothing on the Belgian block, no curb parking, nothing on the street. And then the only other two spaces that for overflow parking that are available is in front of the tennis courts, those spaces in front of the tennis courts, and then the Pizzo Fieldhouse. And that's it. So if people stuck to that, it would be smooth as silk.
Yeah.
Smooth as silk. And I know nobody wants to walk from Pizzo.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes if you get here late, you're going to have to walk from Pizzo.
Yeah.
And I mean, every year is a different challenge. Because think about it. You might have a year that the juniors, some of them won't even get their license till the end of school or even in the summer.
Yeah.
So if you get a year like this year where a lot of people are getting their license, we just don't have the parking. And I've heard people say, oh, we'll just expand that. Delbarton is at the mercy of the town council. And if they won't allow them to develop it, we would love just to add 100 more spots to the senior lot. But things are protected by wetlands. They won't allow more surface coverage. So it's a challenge for us. We want to get you guys good parking. But on the other hand, if you get here late, you might have to park at the tennis court or down there or walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, you know, what happens. And seniors should get the priority parking because it's a seniority thing.
Mm-hmm. So in your guys' opinion, what is the most important safety norm that you guys need to enforce?
Safety norm. I go back to
door propping.
Yeah. So I mean the major philosophy of this entire campus is Benedictine hospitality, right? So we want to be kind to strangers and welcome in people. So when somebody comes by and they knock on the door, everybody's first instinct is to let that door. So you don't know who that person is, but you know you don't want to leave somebody if it's raining. Oh my gosh, it's raining. Let me help this poor guy. And the sad fact is, you don't know who that person is. Now maybe it's your mom, you know, or whatever. But propping those doors makes it easy. And there have been situations that I'm sure you've seen, you know, heard about in the news recently, where that's how the bad guy got in, because a door was left unlocked or propped or something like that. So that's the one that sticks with me the most. That's the one that scares me the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has to be. I mean, it doesn't sound... I just went up to the cafeteria and the door's propped open. Now, I get it. Students are coming in and out, but this campus doesn't have a 30-foot fence. Anybody can walk on campus. And listen, there may be people that are unhappy with Del Barton. We don't know. And now they're coming and they're walking through the school. I mean, it's safety issue. It's just like your own home. You guys would never just let somebody walking on the street, hey, can I come use the bathroom in your house? I don't know you. It's the same thing here. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure you guys are... The number one priority for me is your safety.
First and foremost.
The other stuff, parking and crowds, all that is great, but safety for you is the number one thing. Mm-hmm.
Scott, due to you working here longer, how is your job more developed since Mr. Noonan has arrived? And like, how has his arrival made it easier for you to do your job?
So before he got here, I was carrying the majority of everything. So I was here quite a bit more. From the time I got here, I was here initially just for physical security, and then my responsibilities increased.
Yeah.
And then ended up becoming the security director. I went from just walking around to make sure the grounds were safe to keys and cameras and doors and all that good stuff. And then Ed came on board, and now it's nice to have somebody to split those responsibilities with and kind of share the load. And it's always nice to have a second pair of eyes, being able to, I mean, literally with him here, you know, we double our coverage. So it's made it a lot easier.
Yeah. And safety is always nicer when you have two. If God forbid there was a threat and there was somebody, two armed guys going to that situation is a lot better than
just one
guy in case something happens. And I also think, like he said, you guys know it, there is always something going on at Del Barton. I don't know how he did it, because he must have been here 7 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night. It's like 6 days a week. There's always an event here. So.
That was Mr. Scott Carroll and Mr. Ed Noonan. Thank you very much for joining us. I wish the best of luck to both of you as we progress to the end of the year. Thank you for tuning in to Green Wave Radio.